Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
There's going to be a lot of the same because they can't really get rid of a lot of these guys. They're kind of stuck with them. You know what? I don't know how much you follow the Heat. But the Whiteside years with the Johnson brothers and all that, that they were stuck to those contracts, that's what this team reminds me of. It reminds me of that Heat team that is stuck with a bunch of contracts in a bad cap situation, and they stayed there and they were mediocre. Mediocre for the Heat is hovering around 500 and maybe, you know, just get in the playoffs or something. That's mediocre for the Heat. But for this team, mediocre is a lot worse. You're the worst team in the league. But it kind of reminds me of that situation that they're stuck in a position right now financially that I don't know how the hell they get out of it.
Yeah, look, they have issues coming up in the next few seasons that they're going to have to resolve with the sanctions. They're probably going to have to get rid of some of these players and rely on even younger players that are on less money, that are less proven. So, but that's further down the line. If we're talking this season right now, I mean, they need to have real hard talks, real hard discussions. I've heard David Beckham is coming within the next few days. That was already in the plans, but this is not because of the result last night. But when he gets here, he needs to sit down with Jorge and Jose Mas. They need to have hard talks. They need to have a real discussion with Phil Neville and try to figure out how to best move forward. Because right now, this team is a disaster. Last night was some of the worst soccer I've seen professionally in 10-plus years, live and in person. It was awful. Like, just players not on the same page. After the first 15 minutes, because we have to take into account the first 15 minutes, Inter Miami looked pretty good.
Well.
They were on the front foot. They were attacking. They looked a team that was more likely to score. But then once that New England
The Robbie strike was nice. I know I went just wide right, but it was it was like, okay, this is the guy that we were hoping for, you know? And then after that, that was like the highlight of the night, actually.
That's not true.
They hit the post twice. They hit the post twice.
Once New England scored, though, the wheels just came off. Everything just went to the crapper because it just players crumbled, heads went down, and you could just see it from there. The desire was no longer there. Look, Phil Neville after the game, I don't know if this is just the point where he's recognized it, or I doubt that's the case. But it's the point where he's finally said enough is enough. I have to acknowledge this publicly. And last night he said he's practically, at least from my vantage point, my viewpoint, practically pleading for this group of players to be a team. Because he was saying, look, we need a team. All I'm asking for is a team. You can win, you can lose. But, you know, this football club needs to have a team that fights for each other. So, look, I've been talking about that for months now. I can remember the exact moment I first had this impression or this perspective on Inter Miami this season, and it was the Wednesday night game that was with the monsoon, with the rain delay. I know that because it ended up being my birthday at midnight that night. And I remember writing the next day and saying it on Miami Total Football's YouTube page, this is a collection of individuals. They don't play for one another. They don't fight for one another. Victor Ulloa had a very illuminating quote during the pregame press conference on Tuesday this week, talking about how they haven't been able to establish those bonds in the locker room because of COVID, and how they were, you know, they had to come just to go to training sessions. They would train together for an hour and a half, and then they would all go their own way. They didn't have time in the locker room, etc., etc. But look, we've heard this since last year.
Everybody has the same issues.
Exactly.
Nashville had to go to the same. Give me a break.
Exactly. And we've heard this before. AJ De La Garza.
As we say in Spanish, eso es una paja mental, okay? Let it go. All right, go ahead.
No. Look, AJ De La Garza said it last year.
And by the way, for our Anglo friends out there, mental masturbation is that. That's what that is. But go ahead.
Last year, AJ De La Garza said it after the playoff game, after the loss, the 3-0 loss to Nashville SC. He said, we're not on the same page. I asked Will Trapp after he left Inter Miami to go to Minnesota United.
I remember that.
Why he thought that the team did not succeed or live up anywhere close to expectations last year. He said it's a collection of individuals. Now you're getting Victor Ulloa saying the chemistry is still not there, that they're still working on it. They finally have been able to spend some time together over the last 2 weeks. Look, if that's such a recurring issue, then this team is a broken team. And I said that last night in my video that'll come out today. I will write that today. This is a broken, fractured team that I don't know what the solutions are. I think if Phil Neville stays on board,
there's no solution here, not for this season.
No. I mean, I've been saying for weeks now that everything's trending down. I don't see much reason for optimism. But in terms of what they can do going forward, this group, if Phil Neville stays on board, look, it's probably time to bench Blaise Matuidi. I think that will happen on Sunday. I think pulling him at halftime yesterday was a big sign that that Phil Neville is considering that move. Because I liked what I saw from Jay Chapman in the second half as well. I think Gonzalo Higuain could be benched on a more permanent basis. Not this, oh, well, he's on a fitness plan type of thing. Because, look, you can lose games, but it's better to lose 2-1 to Orlando City or 1-0 to DC United with some crap soccer, but at least there's effort, as opposed to losing 5-0 like we saw last night. Because that was abysmal. And again, the fans deserve way better than that.